Hey everyone, welcome back to the Ideal Practices podcast. I'm stuck in traffic, which means we get to hang out. So this episode is going to deal with how I've seen other practice owners be the only in-network provider and how you can do the same with a couple easy steps. So while we're sitting still together on the highway, coming back from Albany, New York, I would like to invite you to a very interesting conversation this week. Here we go.
Welcome to the Ideal Practices Podcast, where dentists like you learn to build practices with the latest clinical techniques, profitability, and new patient growth every week. Here's your host, Jamie Amos.
Hey, everyone. So glad you're with me. Because I'm lonely, stuck in traffic, driving back from a client site in New York. By the way, the doctor's new office is coming along really well. We've got, I guess, 2 or 3 weeks until he opens, and he's going to create an incredible success story. He went from a practice where he was really unfulfilled, and he's now carved out his own path, his marketing plan's in place. I can't wait to see the success this guy creates. We helped him negotiate higher reimbursement rates, even before he opened his doors, from some PPOs. And in today's conversation, I want to talk to you not so much about that, not how to get higher reimbursement rates, but how to have your status be recognized as the only in-network provider and how you can do it. So, I was reminded that I should share this with you guys. I'm constantly thinking about how I can help deliver amazing value to you. And I hope that comes through. My hope is that you're able to capture great ideas that you can go apply, that don't leave any mystique or any unanswered questions, that you can literally go run with. So this is one that I hope you can go run with. There's a couple of weeks ago, I was in Best Buy with my son. He's 5. And I think between Chuck E. Cheese and all the games at Best Buy, it's a pretty tough competition. the guy, Mason's his name. He just can't get enough of all the games in the Best Buy store. So when we have guys' night, we call it, with my daughter, it's daddy-daughter date night. And with Mason, it's guys' night. So when it's guys' night, we'll go out for gluten-free pizza because of all his poor little allergies. And he can't have cheese either. So is that even pizza? But anyway, we go out for guys' night and he'll either choose Chuck E. Cheese or Best Buy. So we're at Best Buy. And I was reminded about when I purchased a new laptop for client travel work. In the laptop agreement that I purchased, I got some sort of deal through their Geek Squad service. Have you seen the little Geek Squad cars? Best Buy has their Geek Squad service. And if you sign up for their whatever, their super duper platinum service, which I got from Geek Squad, when you do that, if you need any antivirus software or if you need any extra repairs in the future, they're not all covered necessarily, but there's extreme discounts, 20, 40, 50% of discounts, even for hardware. I think if I needed a new, motherboard or something, whatever that stuff is, if I needed any of that stuff, it would be a whole lot cheaper. So of course, the only place I'm going to go is Best Buy and the Geek Squad, because I know that I have some sort of perks there. So there's, let me attach to that the conversation or the quote from one of my favorite thought leaders in the marketing world. His name is Seth Godin. If you wanted to look up a fascinating thought leader in marketing, Seth Godin has written a bunch of books, a real high integrity guy who says, if you want to have no competition, become a category of one. So think about that. If you want no competition, become a category of one. Ooh, that's why we're stuck in traffic. Ooh, that looks like a bad accident. Well, that's not me. I was not in that accident, and I'm now passing it. So become a category of one, and you will have no competition. How do you do that in dentistry? If you're not one of my clients, where I would put you in a town, if you were opening up a startup office, where you could almost become a category of one. But when it comes to what patients would recognize as insurance, wouldn't it be nice if you could be the only in-network provider, right? We all know some of the big names, Delta, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, or United Healthcare, any of those. What if you were the only name on that list? Kind of like at Best Buy, where I would go to them for all of my computer needs. Or, as Seth Godin would say, as a category of one, where there is no competition. How do we do that? I want to give you a little case study of a practice. I won't use their name just to protect them, but I can tell you they're one of the fastest growing and largest single location practices in America. You'd even find them on such places as the Inc. 500 list. This started up about 8 or 9 years ago. This practice sees over 1,000 new patients per month, and yes, 1,000 new patients per month. It's a big place. It's owned by one doc. That practice, about a third of the patients each month come from what they call their in-house dental benefit plan. So this is what we want to talk about, and I want to explain how this can help you become a category of one. In your practice, whether you're an associate or a partner or a practice owner or looking to start up a practice soon, consider starting an in-office dental benefit plan. Now, patients might recognize this as insurance, and it's important that you do not, please do not call this insurance. This is effectively a discount fee-for-service plan amongst us in the dental community. That's what you might call it. Patients might recognize it to have similar benefits to insurance. Now, imagine if, as a representative of your practice, or if you, being the representative from your practice, if you were to go connect with other small business owners. Let's say there's a plumber in town, and you go to that plumber and you say, "Hey, Joe, plumber, you have 15 employees. I have 15 employees at my practice. Do you offer your employees any dental insurance or dental benefits?" More and more, as many of you can probably vouch for, more and more small business owners are not offering dental insurance or even any health insurance at all. So if they are not offering any dental insurance, you could very casually and easily say, "We have an in-house dental benefit plan. It's not insurance, but it's a dental benefit plan where my team would be your sole care provider for dental benefits. And we would give some pretty steep discounts so that we could care for all of your employees, Mr. Plumber." So you can probably start nodding your head and say, "Okay, yeah, I kind of get that." So here's the difference. A lot of times we'll see a dental benefit plan sitting on the countertop of an existing practice, and that's not what I'm talking about. Very similar format for this dental benefit plan, but the dental benefit plan sitting on the existing countertop, maybe even in your practice, is not what we're talking about. That little trifold thing, or the little pamphlet that you have, or the 8.5 by 11 in a little frame on your desktop on the counter, that's not what we're talking about, because that appeals to existing patients, and that's great. If it appeals to your existing patients, who are either self-employed or unemployed or don't have dental insurance, that's awesome. Leave it there. Keep offering it to them. This plan will be offered to the employees of guys like Joe the plumber. Joe and you would sit down and talk through a couple of the details, and you would say, "Joe, because we're both small business owners in this community, could I offer to your employees at no charge to you dental benefits? I'll waive the $290 annual fee for our dental benefit program just for your employees so that you, Joe, can tell all of your employees what a generous, amazing employer you are by bringing me in and my dental office as the sole providers of dentistry for your employees, thereby creating a network of one provider." But I'm going to keep going here because there's a couple other very important little pieces of this that'll expand and exponentially increase the effectiveness of this idea for you. The conversation with Joe, this plumber, would start there. Hopefully Joe says yes. He says, "We don't have dental benefits." You say, "Great, let me come in. I'll have my office manager or one of my assistants come in and educate your team on what we do for them and all the discounts that they'll get." Now, you really do need to provide some great discounts. You can have a silver level and a gold level. And I would suggest that each of the categories of care have discounts next to them. For example, I would not say prophylaxis or 0112 or your 4341 CDT code, scaling and root planing. Don't say any of that on this sheet. On the sheet that might explain the discounts that are attached to this plan, you'd probably say something like cleanings or fillings or root canals or maybe surgery, but you would have categories that are commonly understood. I wouldn't even say composite. I'd probably say white fillings, and you would have a percentage of a discount next to each one of those. My suggested percentage of discount is somewhere between 10 and 40%. Now, guess what happens when you're a participating provider in a PPO network? Guess what the discount is, right? 10 to 40%, right? So what you're able to do is you're able to create your own fee-for-service network where you're the only provider and not have to deal with any of the nonsense of getting predeterminations or dealing with paperwork or being denied claims. This will be a relationship where the patients would pay you directly for these levels of care. Okay, so here's the extra juice that I want to add to this that you can apply. After you have this conversation with Joe, the plumber, you'll be able to say, let's send in my assistant or my office manager to present to your team. They present to the team. It's imperative that your team member at that point get a list of names and addresses from all the employees and preferably all their family members while they're presenting to the team. I wouldn't make it real clinical. I'd kind of make it fun, maybe show some pictures of the office, maybe give them a virtual tour on an iPad. There's some really cool tools out there that you can do that with. But that list of employees and their home addresses and that list of the employees, team member, family members is critical to this having long-term value for you, because when your staff member gets back to the office, they're going to take that list of family members and employees of Joe, and they're going to get pre-printed cards that either look like gift cards or some might say they look like insurance cards. Wink. And those cards will be mailed to the homes of all the employees of Joe. Of course, you know, Joe has approved all this. And those cards, when they're sent, they would be branded by your practice, Dental Benefit Program of Dr. Smith. And those cards, as they're mailed to each of the homes of these people, those cards would land in their mailbox. And guess what two things people will never, ever throw away? One is their Social Security card. Who knows why? I don't understand. They're not really that important anymore. You can get your Social Security number, and so can anybody else from anywhere on the internet, especially if you scour the Target database or any of the other hacked databases out there. But your Social Security card and your health insurance card, those are two things that never, ever get thrown away, right? So what I'm trying to say is this card, the dental benefit plan card that you created, mailed from your office with Mrs. Jones' phone name and address on it, the personalized dental benefit card coming from your office, will never, ever get thrown away. She'll probably keep that in her wallet until she dies, because she will always have you as her in-network provider, the only provider in that network where you're the category of one. Does that make sense? You hanging with me there? So here's kind of a little recap. What we're aiming for is to be able to serve more patients. We want to be able to increase your new patient flow so that your practice can be profitable, so you can be fulfilled, so the great clinical care skills that you've developed over the last years and decades, so you can help serve more people. But the tricky thing is that with increased competition across the country now, in pockets, it can be really complicated. With increased competition and increased taxes and confusing marketing strategies that may or may not work or might be scary to try out, this works. This is a relational development fitting a need of the employees of Joe and fitting the place in the conversation where many employees are losing these kinds of benefits, where you can become the only in-network provider for those patients. And the other nice benefit is when you're able to know that you have that kind of a loyalty from your patients, when you know you're the only in-network provider, you're also able to invest more in that relationship. Listen to, I think it's two or three episodes ago on the podcast, you'll hear a marketing conversation between me and Jerry Jones. In that conversation, you actually hear Jerry mention that so many doctors now don't invest enough time, and consultants across the country don't talk enough about investing in existing patients. So those patient relationships, they do need to be nurtured beyond just getting them into the chair on time and beyond getting them the right kind of occlusion on the restoration that you just did for them. Sometimes we have to invest a little extra in nurturing that relationship. When you're the only in-network provider, you can have the confidence and a little more comfort knowing that when you do invest in those patients, it's an investment going to really good use with patients who are deeply committed to you because their employer has endorsed you. They have your card in their wallet that they'll never throw away, and you're the only provider in the network. So that's the idea for today. I hope that helps and gives you some inspiration. There are lots of patients out there who would love to know you, to like you, and to trust you, and to say yes to your treatment plans, and to pay you a fair price for your clinical services. And there are lots of opportunities for new patient growth. This is one that has yielded literally thousands and thousands of patients when it's used the right way. So I hope that's helpful. I hope that's a little inspiring for you. And I hope that's a little encouraging as a strategy you can use this week. So thank you for being a loyal Ideal Practices podcast listener. Thank you for hanging with me through the traffic there and now scooting down the highway at regular speed, traffic-free, accident-free. And I'm looking forward to talking to you the next time I'm en route to another doctor's practice and another project that I'll be able to tell you about. Here is my request for today. Would you be willing to go to iTunes? If you've gotten some good value out of this podcast, would you be willing to go to iTunes for me and go click on the review tab and write an honest, candid review of what you think of the information that you get out of our podcast? I'd love to be able to share all this great information with even more doctors across the country and across the world. So if you'd be willing to go there, that would be fantastic. I'd really appreciate that. And make sure you subscribe to the podcast. So other than that, I can't wait to connect with you next time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being one of our listeners. And we'll talk soon. Take care.